Brilliance Audio presents No Exit by Taylor Adams, performed by Sarah Naughton. Screw you, Bing Crosby. Darby Thorne was 6 miles up Backbone Pass when her windshield wiper broke, and that bass baritone voice was just kicking into the second chorus. It was official. He'd be getting his white Christmas. He could shut up about it now. She thumbed the radio dial, nothing else but static, and watched her left wiper blade flap like a fractured wrist. She considered pulling over to duct tape it, but there was no highway shoulder, just walled embankments of dirty ice crowding her right and left. She was afraid to stop anyway. The snowflakes had been big and soppy when she'd blown through gypsum 90 minutes ago, but they'd grown smaller and grittier as her altitude climbed. They were hypnotic now in her racing headlights, a windshield of stars smearing into light speed. Chains, mandatory, warned the last sign she'd seen. Darby didn't own snow chains. Not yet, at least. This was her sophomore year at CU Boulder, and she'd never planned on venturing any further off campus than Ralphie's Thriftway. She remembered walking back from there last month, half drunk with a gaggle of half friends from her dorm. And when one of them asked her, only half giving a shit, where she'd planned to go for Christmas break, Darby had answered bluntly that it would require an act of God himself to make her come back home to Utah. And apparently he'd been listening, because he'd blessed Darby's mother with late-stage pancreatic cancer. She'd learned this yesterday, via text message. Scrape, scrape. The bent wiper blade slapped the glass again, but the snowflakes were dry enough and the car's speed fast enough that the windshield stayed clear. The real problem was the accumulating snow on the road. The yellow lane markers were already hidden by several inches of fresh white, and periodically, Darby felt her Honda Civic's chassis rake the surface. It returned like a wet cough, a little worse every time. On the last one, she felt the steering wheel vibrate between her knuckled fingers. Another inch of powder, and she'd be stranded up here, 9,000 feet above sea level, with a quarter tank of gas, no cell coverage, and only her troubled thoughts for company. And the brassy voice of Bing Crosby, she supposed. He crooned the final chorus as Darby took a sip of warm Red Bull. Scrape, scrape. The entire drive had been like this, a blurry, bloodshot charge through miles of foothills and scrub plains. No time to stop. All she'd eaten today was ibuprofen. She'd left her desk lamp on in her dorm room, but she'd only noticed this as she left the Dryden parking lot. Too far to turn back. Stomach acid in her throat. Pirated Schoolyard Heroes and My Chemical Romance tracks looping on her, now dead, iPod. Racing green signboards with faded fast food decals. Boulder had vanished in her rearview mirror around noon, and then the foggy skyline of Denver, with its fleet of grounded jets, and finally little gypsum behind a screen of falling snowflakes. Scrape, scrape. Bing Crosby's White Christmas faded, and the next holiday song queued up. She'd heard them all twice now. Her Honda bucked sharply left. Red Bull splashed in her lap. The steering wheel went rigid in her grip, and she fought it for a stomach fluttery second. Turn into the skid, before twisting the vehicle back under control, still moving forward and uphill, but losing speed, losing traction. No, 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 she pumped the gas. The all-weather tires gripped and released in the sludgy snow, heaving the car in violent contractions. Steam sizzled off the hood. Come on, Blue. Scrape, scrape. She'd called this car Blue since she got it in high school. Now she feathered the gas pedal, searching for the sensory feedback of traction. Twin spurts of snow kicked up in her rearview mirror, lit vivid red by her taillights. A harsh rattling sound, Blue's undercarriage scraping the snow's surface again. The car struggled and fishtailed, half boat now, and scrape. The left wiper blade snapped off and twirled away. Her heart sank. Oh, shit.